I'll go soleil. Oh, Shabbat. The King of Kings is worthy of our praise. God will worship you. We adore you, we bless your name. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Jesus. Amen. Beloved, in any way you can worship the Lord, we are going to worship Him now. I see a new cloud surrounding the whole of this place. The glory of God is here. His power is here. He's here to do the unusual. I don't know the problem you have brought here. The Bible says, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that He is the Lord. Beloved, if only we can just adore Him and worship Him, your miracle will start. He's worthy, O Lord. There are a lot of ministering angels in our midst now. Oh, you are worthy, Lord. 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 Majesty. Worship His Majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise, Majesty. The King of Kings is here. Worship Majesty. Tears shall be wiped off. Amen. Today is the day when the problem shall be melted away. Amen. The King of Kings is here. The Lord of Lords is here. Oh, the angels are here with us. They are worshiping His name. They are blessing His name. They are blessing His name. They are worshiping His name. They are adoring His name. They are lifting Him up. Oh, my son. Majesty, worship His Majesty, oh yes, Lord, unto Jesus be our glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, was King of Almighty, flow from His throne unto His own, His eternal. So exalt, so exalt, lift up. I see someone here tonight. The enemies are pulling you in about four major places. It's like they want to tear you to pieces. But all of a sudden, the sword of fire came down and cut off the enemies from those four corners. You are not being delivered. Someone has been pursuing something good for the past 3 years. And up to now, you have been living on promises and promises by the people supposed to do it for you. The Lord said, I will tell you within the next 14 days, it is settled. It is settled. It is settled. There's a sister who was supposed to have gotten married, but the enemy has buried the wedding gown. Today, the wedding gown has been exhumed. And this very year, whatever they have done to you, to get men to be running away from you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is someone here hearing me. You have been struggling and God has been telling you in your dream, I am going to exalt you. That's what God has been telling you. He said, I'm going to crown your effort. I'm going to crown your struggle. The Lord said, I should tell you, three great doors have just been opened up to you. Wonderful, wonderful. There are seven arrows that has gone back to the sender now. God, you are worthy, Lord. You are a great God. You are a wonderful Father. I thank God for someone again. You have been carrying an old woman at your back anywhere you go. And anytime you are pushing anywhere you are supposed to be blessed, the old woman collect the blessing. I'm happy to announce to you, the old woman has just fallen down and died. And all your blessing the woman has collected has been returned back to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. There is someone here that is sick. It's a seasonal kind of sickness. It will come, it will go, it will come, it will go. As from today, the power responsible for the sickness to be coming and going has just been destroyed. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. They are troubling a woman in your husband's house. There's some arrows from the in-laws. They want to push you out by all means. I want to thank God for you, because as from now, God has made your enemies to be fighting themselves. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you are worthy to be praised. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forever. Sing it again very loud. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, and is to come, and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore, who reigns forevermore. I have a word for a firstborn in this place. The enemy wants to push you behind, because they are afraid of what you will become. I'm happy to announce to you, all your glory that has been stolen, all your blessing that has been stolen, the virtue that has been stolen, has been restored back to you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God for a child in this place. Is the person that child is here now? This child has a colorful destiny, and some powers are envious. The arrow they want to fire against this child in order to bury the glory has just come back to the sender. The anointing that is present here now is sufficient to heal any sickler. Even if you have any sickler at home, anyone at all that is sick, because you are here, that person is healed. The fire has gone. Yes. Aha. Aha. Yes, Lord. All over the world, The Spirit is moving all over the world. And the prophet said he should be all over the world. There is a mighty revelation of the glory of the Lord. As the power covers sea. Can you sing it? Let me hear you loud. Over the world, the Spirit is moving. Huh. you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. To sing this song the way I want you to sing it. There are many ways people sing it, but we are going to sing it like this. Do it, come and do it for me. Do it, come and do it for me. Do it, come and do it for me. Do it, come and do it. Listen now. I have asked, no one calls it for me. I believe you are a miracle father. Do it, come and do it for me. Do it, come and do it for me. Do it, come and do it for me. Yes, do it, come and do it. For me, do it, come and do it, yeah. I have asked, no one does it for me. I'll believe you are a miracle father. Do it, come and do it for me.
Come and do it for me.
have asked, no one does it for me. Some certain things no woman can give to you except God. It is only God that can give you. You will cry with faith. Say, My Father. I want to ask whether it's your Father. Are you sure it's your Father?
Yes.
Are you sure it's your Father?
Yes.
I will see the way you are going to open your mouth. If it's your Father, you will open your mouth and cry to Him. Today is the day.
Amen.
I say, today is the day.
Amen.
Say, My Father. The miracle of come and see. Release it into my life. See it. I want to see it. Do you want that kind of miracle? My Father, the miracle of pregnancy. Prayers. Let these 20 people pray this prayer first. Then I will call your own prayers. So God of the house. I said it's for 20 people. It's only 20. Wait for my own turn. Let myself, my pastor, and some few people join us for this one first. The remaining people could keep, come, should keep quiet.
Hold on your life!
And do the unusual in my life.
In the name of Jesus! Open your mouth and pray! Hold on your life! Do the unusual!
In his hand. If you are going to have an interview or you have an examination, the Lord told me I should tell you that you are already supposed to. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So
any power
shall be buried by
me.
I'm trying to bury my bone. Say it in the Bible. For you. They expect you to enter the trap this month. I'm sorry for them, oh, because already they have entered the trap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to pray this prayer very, 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 very loud. Say, oh God, alive! I was hearing one voice, divine connection. Divine connection. The Lord said, I will tell you, Many of you hearing me, God said, I'm going to connect you to the people that will move your life for. The people that will be a blessing to your life. I want you to see this one. Oh, you don't connect me to my miracle.
Oh,
you don't connect me to my miracle.
Oh,
you don't connect me to my miracle. Standing where you cannot clap, you better leave that place. Don't say, because I'm standing with my friend. Forget about friend now. Look for a place where you can clap and get your miracle. Because by the time you get your miracle, the people who does not know you, they will look for you.
Hallelujah.
I need you to think this one. Can you clap with this one? Every power standing on my way. Father, every power standing on my way. 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 Over for that and that. Yes! I want you to help the person beside you. Look for someone you like and face him. Someone you like. Praise the Lord. Ask him, do you like me? I will see the way you will clap and sing for me. To another person. Change him to another person. He's not clapping for you enough. He's not singing for you enough. But this one, by the way, open your mouth and sing. Or else I will change you. Hallelujah. Are you ready now? Ha ha! ask your friend, what is coming out from your hand? Is it water or power? change him to another person. Hallelujah. Ask this one. Do you have power in your hand? Sing and clap more than you. You are greater. His miracle and miracle is greater than your own. That is what you are doing. So make sure he doesn't open his mouth more than you. He doesn't clap more than you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. We are gathered at your feet, Father, open our understanding. Teach us in a new way. At the end, let your name be glorified. Thank you, King of Glory. Jesus, mighty name we pray. Have your seat. God bless you. Today is going to be an anointing service. And that is why I look at the anointing for deliverance and breakthroughs. Anointing for deliverance and breakthroughs. In Psalm 105, anointing for deliverance and breakthroughs. Psalm 105, I read it from verse 13. So when they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, these people are going from one place to another. As you have traveled all the way from Nigeria, from where you came from, to this place, the same thing happens to these people. They are going from one place to another. Verse 14. The Bible says, as they were going up and down, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yes, the Bible says, he reproved kings for their sake. These people must be a favorite of the living God. I know you are God's favorite. You are God's favorite. So, whether they are evil king or satanic king, they have no power over them. Everywhere they go, from one nation to another, from one place to another, he did not allow any evil to befall them. No sickness, no darkness, no evil, no problem the enemy allowed for them. And this is what the Lord is saying for these people. He says, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Wonderful. They are enjoying the protection of God. They are enjoying the blessing of God. They are enjoying the power of God. Everywhere they go, God is warning everybody, touch not my anointing and do my prophet. There's a nation in this universe. If you fight them, God will fight you. Even if they do you wrong, you better pray that they have mercy on you. Praise the Lord. But if you say you want to use your weapon because you are good in technology, you fire one bullet or one rocket to them, by the time they will fire their own, you begin to cry. These are the people I know. Sometimes if 1,000 of them goes to warfare, hardly you see 5 of them missing. And they will cause disaster wherever they go. Why? Because God is with them. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. This one tells me there are two people you cannot touch. You can touch everybody as you like. Hallelujah. If you are a woman, it's possible you slap your husband sometimes when you are angry. No problem. A man can slap his wife when he's angry. But these two people, if you touch them, you look for the anger of God. Number one, the anointed. Number two, the prophet. Praise the Lord. How many people are anointed? Well, I thank God for you. How many people are prophets? Okay. Oh, you said you are a prophet. You suddenly become a prophet so that no power can touch you. Praise the Lord. If you are a prophet, you must be able to prophesy. Because if you say you are a driver, you must be able to drive. Abi? If you say you are a pilot, you must be able to move a plane. So if you are a prophet, you must be able to prophesy. How many of you can prophesy? Praise the Lord. Everybody covet that ministry. It's a wonderful ministry. But it's God that make anyone the prophet. Nobody can make himself a prophet. That's one thing you don't know. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, he suffered no man to do them harm. their behalf. There are some people, anywhere they go, you don't touch them anyhow. You don't insult them. This is why I used to tell people, if you know a man of God that is doing his best, it will be very, very wrong for you to be abusing that man of God. Because you are looking for the anger of God. Are you hearing me, somebody? Because we need to do these things. If you are an anointed someone, you are covered by the power of God. And if you are a prophet, a good prophet, not the one that moves, you may not understand what I'm talking. If you go to this kind of sea around your area now, if you go to that kind of sea in some parts of Africa, you will see some people roaming around those places with white apparel. Some of them, they refuse to bathe for many years. They have deadlock kind of ears. They have a long rod. They'll be pointing to you and say, God is saying, God, I'm not talking of those ones. Those are not the prophets. Those are not the prophets I'm talking about. But if you are a prophet of the living God, you are under the umbrella of the Almighty. Even though you are not the prophet, but when you become anointed, then you fall under that category. That is why we are here today. So that no power can touch you. No sickness can touch you. No problem can touch you. That is why you are going to receive the anointing. And as you receive the anointing today, any power that wants to affect you for evil shall be removed and fire. In the book of Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27, very, very popular verse. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. The Bible says there, and it shall come to pass in that day. Which day? Is it? Are you sure? It shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken off thy shoulder. Huh? Today is a wonderful day for someone. The problem you have been carrying for many years, God is saying that today he shall be removed from your life. That's what the Bible is saying. It shall come to pass in that day, which is today, that the burden shall be taken away from off the shoulder, and his yoke from off the neck. You know the yoke? Yoke is something like a wood in those days. They use it to bind the neck of cows together so that they don't run away. And all of them, you see, they are pulling themselves. There is no one that will run faster than the other. A lot of families are under an evil yoke. They have tied the neck of everybody together. They know the distance you can cover. They watch the distance they can cover. They know how far they can go. It is that yoke that God said it shall be broken to me. He said, and the yoke shall be taken off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Because of what? Because of the anointing. Because of the anointing. So this one has cleverly defined what an anointing is. So if you say, what is anointing? I give you some definition. Number one, anointing is the bondage removing and yoke breaking power of God. Bondage removing and yoke breaking power of God. What is the anointing? It's the power of God that enables one to function supernaturally. When the anointing comes upon you, what you sometimes do comes from heaven. People don't understand. The kind of knowledge you exhibit is different from what everybody is exhibiting. The kind of way you operate, you have your directive from the Holy Spirit. When you begin to behave supernaturally, then you are an anointed man of God. What is anointing? Anointing is what we call authority of ease. Authority of ease. What is difficult for others? You just discover that as you do it, it becomes easier for you. We used to have someone in the school. That time, when all of us would be cramming the theory and everything, the books, maybe the subject that we want to do, be cramming the formula, we want to cram, we want to put it in your head. There used to be one lady, very young lady, you just be looking at us and be laughing. Let us do together. Let us do this thing together. Let us discuss together. She doesn't have time. She will just be going her own. All of us will be doing, okay, you, what is this? What is this? You tell me what you have read in this. Tell me what you have read in this. All of us will be formulating, we'll be talking and we'll be telling what we have read. When it will be on the day of examination, this lady, the way the teacher taught us, word for word, precept by precept, line by line, that is the way she will put it. And she will score number one. She always score first. Easy going girl. What is difficult for us, we are struggling to pass. With ease, without tension, is collecting 100 marks. Straight away. Praise the Lord. That girl has a special anointing. Some people need to read too much before they understand. The moment they glance a book and look at it from, okay, this is it. That is all. And if you ask them, what is it? The way they will explain is as if they were the one that made the book. Special anointing. We call it authority of ease. Others may be struggling to survive. As we say, it is tough to come to America. There are some people who came here with ease. No tension. Someone was even here and they were saying that, Baba, wait now. This and that. This place is good. He said, no, I'm going back home. I don't want to stay here. Hey, Baba, you can see this place. There is no power failure. No water failure. He said, no. When I get to Nigeria, I will be okay. With all the amenities here, he was still sick. He was sick. Everything was wrong with the Baba. They took him to the hospital. The doctor, they read their computers. I didn't see it. Nothing is wrong with this man. And Baba is complaining. At the end of it, Baba, what do we do now? He said, take me back home. And the moment Baba landed at Muritala Mohammed Airport, his hand was moving. His leg was moving. He was jumping up and down. He phoned the doctor, hey, I'm here to get you. What you think is something to some people is nothing. Praise the Lord. Different anointing. Authority of ease. Some people will write some examination more than 10 times before they make it. And when you go to university in Nigeria, there's something we call JAMB. You don't know what is called JAMB. JAMB is Joint Admission Matriculation Board. Ah, you still remember. It's like many of you are Nigerians. Are we Nigerians? Praise the Lord. When you get to the university, because that time when I got to the university during my own time, I think I did my GC up to about three times or two. I have to join about two or three papers together to make the 5 credit. So when we got to the university, we were very serious. We had no time to play. We faced our studies. But all the people that came in through JAMB, all those small boys and girls, when you are talking of this society, that society, this society, they have time. Those are the people who see moving naked all over the place. It's like they were forced to come and read. They have not seen anything. But somebody who is old, who knew what he suffered before he got there, he will not be able to abuse the lecturer. Everything the lecturer is doing is writing it down. Because they begin to wonder, look at everybody in the class, I'm the oldest. How would it be that I write exam and I fail in the midst of these people? Praise the Lord. When the small boys and girls are taking it with ease, you are struggling. Praise the Lord. Authority of ease. What is anointing? Anointing is the presence and the power of God upon your life that enables you to do exploits. The presence and the power of God upon your life that enables you to what? To do exploits. There is nothing you cannot achieve when you have the anointing. There is nothing you cannot achieve. There are some certain things I want you to know concerning this anointing before we go and pray and do the anointing, so that we know why we are doing the anointing. Any believer without the anointing, if you are a Christian, no, listen to me. Any believer without the anointing is like a well-dressed soldier without a weapon. A well-dressed soldier with no weapon. When you call someone a soldier, there are some weapons that is expected of him. If you are going to warfare now and you are well-dressed, you are going to face a dangerous opponent who has the knowledge of the latest fighting instrument. And you are just marching because you have a starched uniform and a shined shoe. Say, I'm a neat soldier. But then you get to the war front, they fire the person, and that is the end. So if you call yourself a Christian, you must be a soldier with a weapon. Let me tell you one short story of what happened to me when we were going for evangelism long, long time ago. Praise the Lord. We were going to the evangelism somewhere in the middle of Nigeria. We call the place the Middle Belt. Really, I've not driven to that kind of place. I've not driven so long like that. That was my first time. And I was the one driving as we started. We got somewhere in the east. And someone waved to us, some police officers waved to us, said, please help us. I'm going to that place too. He was dressed in uniform. And one of us said, this place, sometimes you can have thieves, armed robbers. So let's carry this policeman so that it will be like a security for us. Praise the Lord. The man was well-dressed. He's a soldier. But he was carrying nylon bag. He was going back to his base to go and visit his family. So what he bought was beans, rice, yam, and banana. That was what he has in his nylon bag. Anyway, we took him. After all, he's a soldier. And nobody will know whether he has gone or not. So he was sitting in front. The person in front came out. Said, sit down at the back. So let officer sit down in front. So officer sat down in the front. Officer sat with me. And we were going. Praise the Lord. I wasn't comfortable with that road. When we got very close to somewhere in the east, we saw some vehicles parking by the roadside. Since I didn't know why they were parking, I was moving in front. I didn't know that there was a kind of armed robbery in front. And they have sensed it. Some people were parking. And they have already contacted the police who are coming to come and waylay those people. There are some university students sometimes that time who used to cause problems and then cause disaster that time. I was running and going. All of a sudden, I got a place where there was wood crossing the whole road. A big tree. I matched the brake. As I matched brake, I hear, "Hey, come now." Gunshot from the bush. As God will have it, the police they contacted, they were coming behind. We overtook them. We didn't know. They were coming behind us. They arrived exactly the time when we got there. When those people were saying, "Come out, attack." As they were going to shoot, the police people came behind us. And then they shouted, "Off your light." We off our light. And we bowed down. And they started shooting. The police were shooting. We were in the middle. Police were shooting the thief, the armed robber. The armed robber was shooting the police. And we were in the middle with the officer. The officer did not do anything. He was shooting his hand. Thank God the police people won the battle. They now removed the wood out of the road. They said, "We can be going now." As we started going, the officer said, "Excuse me, please wait." I said, "What is the problem?" He said, "I'm very sorry. I have messed up your share." The officer has poo-poo and will be on the front seat. Break the light. So we had to pack and we started cleaning the chair. Washing the chair. I said, "We did that by even bloody civilian. We didn't know that for sure. You, that is an officer." The officer said, "I didn't know anything. He will be the first one to get a booking. I did think that nobody came to our rescue. That he will be the first one they will kill. But he has no gun. He was only carrying like lumber." How many of you understand what we're talking here? Exactly, that is how a Christian without a weapon, without anointing, that is exactly how you are. Like a soldier without a weapon. There is nothing you can attack. When the warfare comes, you can't face them. Praise the Lord. Are you hearing me now? Number two. Anyone who must excel in life, whether in life or in your ministry, you must receive the anointing. If you want to excel in this country, you need the anointing. Number three, once you have the anointing, you can never remain the same. The moment you have the anointing, you cannot remain the same. You will be a different person. Something will trigger you to begin to do exploits. And people will see that, yes, God is moving in your life. That is why today, you are going to receive the anointing. Number four. If God has given you a supernatural assignment to carry out it on earth, you cannot carry them out without the anointing. You cannot carry them out without the anointing. And the last one I will tell you. For every sickness, for every disease, for every turbulence, for every problems in life, there is an anointing that can destroy them. No matter how powerful the witches or the wizard are, There is an anointing that can silence the witchcraft power. No matter the condition you are passing through, there's an anointing that can give you solution. No matter what you desire, whether you are passing through difficult situation, you are passing through sickness, you are having disease, turbulence, there's an anointing that can remove that problem out of your life. And beloved, that is why we are here. The Bible says Jesus comes to set the captives free. It's because Jesus have the anointing to set the captives free. If he doesn't have the anointing, the captives will remain like that. But because Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, fully anointed by God to set us free, that is why all the problems in our lives, they are in trouble today. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 45, when you read it from verse 1, it said, thus saith the Lord. Isaiah 45 from verse 1. Thus saith the Lord. To his anointed. And they now mention my own name there. Do you have your own Bible?
Yes.
Open to it. Isaiah 45. You will see my name there. Kunle Adesanya. Praise the Lord. He said, don't fear the Lord. To his anointed. See my name. To Kunle Adesanya. Whose right hand I have held. To forgive nations before me. And God said, he will loose the lines of the kings, and he will open before me two new gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Wonderful. Verse 2, he still continue with me. Hallelujah. He said, he will go before me and make my crooked ways to be straight. He will break in pieces the gate of brass, and he will cut asunder the bars of iron. You can see that I'm anointed. You see the reason why I'm an anointed man? Look at what God is doing for me. He's even continuing in verse 3. He said, he will give me the treasures of darkness. And not only that, the utilities of the secret places that no one can know. Oh, this is wonderful. So that I will know that I have God that answered by fire. Open to that place. I want you to read it from verse 1 to 3. Personalize it to yourself. When you see my name, please call it. But if you want to put your name, you can put your name. You are free. Praise the Lord. Have you been around there now? We are not going now. Thus, to his anointed, to whose right hand to subdue nations, it for yourself. God of Israel, we can see there, once you receive the anointing, God subdue nations before you. Once you receive the anointing, he loosed the loins of the kings before you. Once you receive the anointing, he opened before you two lived gates, meaning that the kind of doors that will open for you after this anointing, no power can stop it. The Bible has said, the gate can never be shut. It is there. Once you receive the anointing, it goes before you. Anywhere you are going, you see God before you. If you are going to collect your contract, it's there before you. You just get your contract. If you are going for interview, get there before you. If you are going for paper, it gets there before you. Go for green card, it gets there before you. If you are going for approval, it gets there before you. Everything you want to do, God goes before you because of the anointing. And when you receive the anointing, all your crooked ways are becoming straight. That's what the Bible says. The crooked ways become straight. The enemy has made a lot of people to go through a lot of miles. The journey of 40 days took the Israelites how many years? 40 years. The enemy has elongated the journey of some people more than necessary. And he made them to be going front and back, front and back, front and back. But when the anointing comes, the crooked way becomes. When you receive the anointing, he break in pieces the gate of brass. The power that has been bending your family, bending your life, bending your destiny, they are broken because of the anointing. When you receive the anointing, the Bible says he cut asunder the bars of iron. Whether it is witchcraft bars, whether it is evil bar, familiar bar, they are cut asunder. That's what happens when you receive the anointing. When you receive the anointing, it gives you the treasures of darkness. There are a lot of blessing that is hidden so many places that people did not see. But when the anointing comes upon you, you begin to see them. And you begin to explore them. And you begin to make it. Someone is making it. Amen. I said you are making it. Amen. When you receive the anointing, it gives you the hidden riches of the secret places. Amen. Someone is receiving that one already. Amen. Let them know that is in our room. Amen. I can hear your open heart. Amen. When you receive the anointing, the Bible says, I will call you by my name. Anywhere you are, you become a child of the living God. God backs you up. The Bible says, one with God is what? And when God goes before you to a battle, that one is already a victory. Because the kind of God we serve has never, never lost a battle. Is that not true? And when he goes before you, you have become a champion. Your enemies are in trouble. The Bible calls him the rock. If you fall on him, you are in trouble. If you fall on you, another katakata. So when you have the anointing, your enemies, anywhere they want to come, you crush them to ashes. Is that not so? How many people want the anointing? Rise up on your feet. By the anointing, Jesus, raise the yoke. By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, this is the door of the latter rain. Christ is moving. Jesus breaks down. Hallelujah. By the anointing, Jesus breaks the yoke. Oh, by the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said, this is the day of the latter day. Christ is moving in his power again. Jesus breaks. It's not by power, it's not by mind, by my spirit says that. It's not by power, it's not by mind, oh, by my spirit. Mountain has been A wonderful day, and by the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. Have your seat now. Bring your oil. I brought here the oil from my father in the Lord, Dr. Lukoya, from Nigeria, and I'm sure he will soon be here to do another one for you. But before he comes, this one is still valid. Praise the Lord. So, in any way you use it, the name of the Lord shall be glorified. Whether something is not moving the way you want it, just put it there. If you have any sickness, rub it there. If you have any problem anywhere, put it there. If the house of wickedness are disturbing your house, sprinkle it round about the house. If you have a machinery that is behaving funny, put it on top. And you'll be surprised the way it begins to work. Praise the name of the living God. The yoke in your life will be broken. If you have a certificate that is not working, or they are paying you less than what you read, you have read all the books in the university, and they are giving you the money of a clerk, put the anointing at the edges of the certificate and see the wonder working power of God. They will call you to high places. It is official. That's what I know. So that's what the anointing does. So in any way you use it, the name of the Lord is glorified. If you have bought a land in this place, or you have bought a house, you don't want principalities and powers to reign in that place, sprinkle it there. In fact, if you get it now, before you get to your house, sprinkle the anointing. If you don't have time today, tomorrow, do the anointing round about your house. No more sickness, no more problem, no more evil wind. And every arrow, the fire that you and your family shall run, go. Hallelujah. So any arrow you use the anointing oil, it becomes a wonderful weapon. Something happens long ago. A woman was trying to deliver. And as he was trying to deliver, the doctors are running up and down. The first day, the second day, they are afraid to do the operation because they look at the parameter that it may not worth it. And they are trying to put one or two things in order. The third day, one woman just came from the church. Say, can I see the woman? Say, no, we don't want anybody to see. After some time, they say, 1 minute, just 1 minute. 1 minute and come out. That one was having the anointing oil. When they are, he said 1 minute. Doesn't take God 1 second to do the work. When he got there, he saw the woman. Open your mouth. The woman opened the mouth. He sprinkled the anointing oil to the man and put small in the tummy. Before he came out, the woman said, nurse, doctor. She delivered. Safely. So by the time they discovered that, it was after the woman that entered that the other woman delivered. He said, what did you do? And the woman did not want to tell her. He said, it is the anointing oil that I put in this man. Doctor said, eh? Okay, bring it. He said, no, I can't bring it. Praise the Lord. So if you want it, bring your own oil. I will put some more for you. And then he said, no problem. The doctors have to go and buy. And he sprinkled small for them. They are using it for their own delivery. Praise the Lord. So when cases becomes complicated, you use the anointing. Bring it out now. I hope you have your own oil. If you don't have, don't worry. I will use this one too to pray for you. But once they put a little into your own oil, just lock it very well and keep it. But if you want to drink, if you want it to go into your body, you can drink after they have mixed the anointing oil with it for you. You can drink a little and close it back. So I will see whether I will use this one. I'm sure it will go around to pray for everybody. I promise to pray for you one by one. That's why we did a very short teaching. You can see it was very short compared with that of yesterday. Praise the Lord. So that we have time to pray for everybody. Praise the name of the Lord. So the ministers will give us praises as we go and put the oil. I'm going to put this oil into these oils. And the moment I put it there, it becomes anointing oil. And they can now use this one for your own, just a little, into your own oil. Praise the Lord. Don't wait for only this one. As long as this one touches any of this, it becomes the same thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So ministers, we want praises as we continue with the operation. Sing all the praises you can sing that will move us and move the anointing in our life. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 The name, the name of Jesus is greater.
to drink, you can drink and keep it. Now I'm going to be praying for the everybody. We are going to make it line by line. They come here to this place. As you come, okay, I'll start from the ministers. After the ministers, then I will do it. As you come here, just open your hands. And don't worry, before you know it, it will touch your head. Praise the Lord. And the moment you collect that one, go back to your seat and start praying. Breaking every yoke that you want God to break. You understand? Praise the Lord. I'm coming now. Oh, yeah, the choirs. You can come forward first. Come forward first. No, keep your oil. Keep your oil. Just come forward. Your head and your... As you are coming, just open your hands. And then, don't worry to remove your cap. I will just put it in some part of the head. Praise the Lord. Just leave your cap like that. Come forward when it is your turn. But it's going to be line by line. Make it so that there will be... Within 15 minutes or 10 minutes, it will be done. So, no rushing. Let me do the ministers first so that they can give us wonderful ministration. Hallelujah. And you will see after the anointing the kind of song they will sing. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. I'm
rise up on your feet now. Oh, that men we praise the Lord. Oh, that men we praise the Lord. For his goodness and for his wonderful work. To the children of men, to the children of men. For his goodness and for his wonderful work. To the children of men, to the children of men. He has broken the book of God. Are you here to my man? Come on, get the book. Book. Yes.
Someone
by my side. It has been you. It has been me. It has been someone by my side.
Mountain,
Fully deal with us today. Thank you for the way you have answered of our prayers. Thank you for the mighty miracles you have done. Thank you for your power that has moved in our life. Thank you for the yoke that has been broken. Whether it is barrenness, whether it is late marriage, whether it is marital failure, whether it is poverty, whether it is lack of papers, whether it is lack of establishment, God has broken this yoke. I know the sickness in the life of your children have been run away.
Yes,
I thought I can see the yes. I will release everyone now under a new dispensation.
Yes,
a new blessing.
Yes,
a new testament.
Yes,
a new blessing.
Yes,
a new joy.
Yes,
a new favor.
Yes,
a new power.
Yes,
a new anointing.
Yes,
to do the best.
Yes,
to acquire.
Yes,
to do an achievement. You shall fail no more.
Amen.
People who have been suffering before, you shall suffer no more.
Amen.
People who have been lacking before, you shall lack no more.
Amen.
No matter be the problem in your life, today you are dead to the roots.
Amen.
You are dead to the roots.
Amen.
You can never do what?
Amen.
I will lock you into a new breakthrough. Set you free, you shall be free indeed. To bring the simple back to God. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing, and now you shall spring forth. I will make you in the wilderness, and you will rise in the desert. As from today, there shall be wolves in your wilderness. Let the demon be my over. There shall be wolves in your wilderness. What used to be not enough before, it shall be in abundance.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Those who are looking for a good job, receive your job.
Amen.
Those who want their papers to be fully established, receive it done.
Amen.
Those who want blessing, a blessing from someone that has promised you, receive it done.
Amen.
Those who want their own house in this country, receive it done.
Amen.
Those who want
Amen.
The name of the Father,
amen.
The louder, amen.
Amen.
and of the Son,
amen,
and of the Holy Ghost,
Jesus
of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Congratulations, people. So you are welcome to this program. God has blessed you today, but my blessing is bigger than your own. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Have you seen God bless you? Thank God for everything that